This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Ismail Haniya, Hamas's political leader, was killed in an airstrike in the Iranian capital early Wednesday. VOA's Dale Gavlik reports.
Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei vowed harsh punishment and revenge against Israel over its suspected assassination of Hamas chief Ismail Haniya, who was in Tehran for the inauguration of the Islamic Republic's new president, Masoud Pezeshkian. Aaron Bregman, Middle East security professor at King's College London, told VOA it's hard to know what Iran might do.
Iran will prefer not to attack Israel directly. Therefore, it will prefer to work through proxies.
Meanwhile, Qatar, which has been active in ceasefire and hostage negotiations over the Gaza conflict, condemned in the strongest terms Haniyeh's assassination. Del Gavlik, VOA News.
Hamas and Iran blame Israel for Haniyeh's death, though the country refuses to comment on the matter. The United States and other nations are scrambling to prevent an all-out regional war as they continue to fight for a ceasefire agreement. Haniyeh isn't the only high-profile assassination in recent days. Israeli spokesperson David Mentzer spoke on Wednesday.
Israel will continue to operate against Hezbollah aggression. We will use all means necessary to restore security on our northern border. The state of Lebanon and Hezbollah, the Hezbollah terrorist organization, which is operating under the guidance of Iran, bear full responsibility for the escalation of the security situation in the north.
The body of senior Hezbollah military commander Fuad Shukr was found in the rubble of a building in Beirut's southern suburbs on Wednesday, a day after it was hit by an Israeli strike, two Lebanese security sources say. For additional